This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. The European Union gave the Palestinian territories a financial boost today. The EU's executive branch pledged about $640 million in aid money to the Palestinians. The announcement came during a meeting in Paris, where international donors are gathering to hammer out a financial assistance plan for a new Middle East peace effort. The money will be made available in March, and it will go to support improvements in governance and areas like health, education, and infrastructure, according to an EU official. The aid will be dispersed through a new mechanism that will funnel money directly to certain Palestinian ministries, but the aid will continue to bypass Hamas, the militant group that seized control of the Gaza Strip in June. The Turkish military says it had U.S. approval for a series of airstrikes carried out by Turkish warplanes yesterday against Kurdish separatists in northern Iraq. NPR's Ivan Watson has more from Istanbul.
Turkey's top general announced that the U.S., quote, opened the airspace over northern Iraq for Turkish jets and gave support for Turkey's operation. Before dawn on Sunday, dozens of Turkish warplanes carried out hours of bombing runs against mountains and valleys deep in Iraqi territory, where Kurdish PKK rebels have long operated. It was the biggest cross-border raid of its kind since the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003. The U.S. military controls the airspace over Iraq. Last month, President Bush promised to give his NATO ally Turkey more intelligence sharing and cooperation in its war against the PKK. The rebels say five of their fighters were killed in the attack, as well as at least one civilian woman.
NPR's Ivan Watson reporting there. Russia has delivered the first shipment of nuclear fuel to Iran's Bushehr Atomic Power Station. It's a step Western powers concerned about Iran's nuclear ambitions had warned Russia not to take. In an effort to preempt criticism, Russian officials today said Iran has assured them that the fuel will be used only for civilian purposes, and Russia has urged Iran to stop its own uranium enrichment program. Iran contracted Russia to build its first ever nuclear power station, but Russia delayed delivery of the fuel for months after the project was drawn into the center of the international row over Iran's nuclear program. The first batch of uranium-235 is now being stored in southern Iran. The rest of the fuel is expected to be delivered within the next 2 months. And finally today, the king of Saudi Arabia has pardoned a female rape victim who'd been sentenced to 200 lashes for being alone with a man at the time of the attack who was not related to her. The case had sparked international outcry. Even the White House issued rare criticism of the Saudi regime, saying it was, quote, astonished by the woman's sentence. The victim in the case was in a car with a male high school friend in 2006 when both of the people were attacked and raped by several men. The perpetrators have been sentenced to between 2 and 9 years in prison. That's the news. You can always find it online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Torreya Nelson, back to you.
Thank you, Rachel.